Saturday marked 3 years since the attack on the U.S. Capitol. A dozen Wisconsinites have been charged since. It's Monday, January 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Governor Tony Evers said the state is having a hard time hiring a new secretary for the Department of Natural Resources. Daniel Kading has those details. And Hope Kerwin has some details on La Crosse County officials hoping to open a care center for both children and older adults. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at WPR.org/givewi today.
Saturday marked 3 years since the attack on the U.S. Capitol. More than 1,000 people have been charged across the country in connection with the insurrection. As Sarah Lear reports, that includes nearly a dozen people from Wisconsin.
Of the 11 men arrested so far in Wisconsin, 5 still have cases pending. The rest were sentenced after guilty pleas. David Charles Miss Jr. of West Allis got 30 days in jail in 2021 for illegally entering the Capitol. Other Wisconsinites who pleaded guilty in connection with the insurrection have received probation. That includes a former member of the Wisconsin National Guard who pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor in 2021. A Guard spokesman says he received general discharge in 2022. At least 5 people died during or after the attack, and more than 100 police officers suffered injuries. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A lawsuit filed in Dane County Circuit Court, meanwhile, is seeking to block former President Donald Trump from appearing on ballots in this year's presidential election. Minocqua Brewery owner and liberal activist Kirk Bangstad claims that Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 loss to President Joe Biden led to that violent riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Bangstad says the U.S. Constitution bars anyone who engages in an insurrection against America from holding office. Bangstad says he's disappointed that Democratic Governor Tony Evers opposes blocking Trump from the ballot.
I'm still going to support Evers. He's doing the right stuff. He's on the right side. But I'm disappointed in the timidity that a lot of our top Democrats have in the state of Wisconsin and in the country.
Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brian Schimming called the lawsuit a self-serving attempt to deny voters the right to choose the next president. In a separate development Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court announced it would hear a case that seeks to keep Trump off the ballot in Colorado. Governor Tony Evers says the state is having a hard time hiring a new secretary for the Department of Natural Resources. As Daniel Kading reports, he says that's due to the firing of other appointees by the Republican-controlled Senate.
In October, GOP lawmakers fired 8 of Evers' appointees, including 4 members of the Natural Resources Board. Days later, former DNR Secretary Adam Payne, who had yet to be confirmed by the Senate, told Evers he would step down in November. Since then, Evers says he's talked with potential candidates who say the firings are a problem for them.
We'll get a good person, but have that hanging over their head and then having decisions being made by that person based upon, you know, am I going to be hired, you know, approved by the Senate? That's just wrong.
GOP Senator Mary Felskowski says Evers hasn't reached out to lawmakers about what they're looking for in the next DNR secretary. She says the Senate doesn't serve as a rubber stamp for the governor. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The president of an Appleton-based baseball team was just named Baseball America's 2023 Minor League Executive of the Year. Evan Casey has more on the president of the club, which is an affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Rob Zerjav started working with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in 1997 as an unpaid intern. He became general manager shortly after, when he was just 27 years old.
Minor league baseball, you get to be a kind of a part of everything, and I really like that, and having an ability, even when I was just starting out, to have a voice.
He believes minor league baseball games are special for everyone involved. They often feature special events and promotions.
It's coming to do something together where you can interact, and it's generational.
2023 saw a 10% increase in ticket sales for the club and the completion of a $12 million stadium renovation. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm announced on Friday that he will not be running for re-election. The office has only been held by two people since 1969. Chisholm's a 60-year-old Democrat and has served in the role since 2006. He replaced E. Michael McCann. In a statement, Chisholm said after 30 years as a prosecutor, it was time for him to pursue new endeavors. He gained national attention for his progressive reforms, including creating specialized units targeting child abuse and gun and drug-related crimes. Chisholm also came under fire for his office's handling of Daryl Brooks. Brooks had an extensive criminal history, but was free on $1,000 bail in November of 2021 when he drove his SUV through the Waukesha Christmas parade. Brooks killed six people and injured dozens more. He was sentenced to consecutive life sentences. Chief Deputy District Attorney Kent Laverne is expected to run for Chisholm's seat. La Crosse County officials hope to open a care center for both children and older adults in the county-owned nursing home. As Hope Kerwin reports, the program could address the shortage of caregivers for both populations.
The Intergenerational Day Center would provide child care and respite care for people with early dementia and other older adults. Charlotte Peters with the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Division of Extension says sharing facility space and staff lowers costs, allowing a program to serve more people. She says research has shown that bringing two generations together has unique benefits for both the elderly and kids.
It helps a lot with them to understand and interact with those older generations, helps them grow mentally, physically, emotionally, and then it keeps your seniors active.
The non-traditional center faces some challenges. Peter says the program will need to meet state licensing requirements for child care centers, and it will have to win over local providers and residents, some of whom are skeptical of the model. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Packer fans are very happy this morning. Green Bay on to the NFL playoffs after they beat the Chicago Bears in the regular season finale yesterday. The Packers will be taking on their former coach, Mike McCarthy, and the Dallas Cowboys in the first round of the playoffs. That'll be coming up this Sunday at 3:30. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and the producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning and every single weekday after that, so if you hit subscribe, we'll be there automatically. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.